ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। मैत्रेय सेट अत तस्यापि तप्तस्य गतिधायत अतानिनः निरवित्यन्त्य देवानां तानि मे गदतः शृणु। अत तस्यापि तप्तस्य गतिधायत तनानिह निरभिध्यन्त देवानां तानि मे गदतः शृणु। Maitreya said, you may now hear from me how the Supreme Lord separated himself into the diverse forms of the demigods after the manifestation of gigantic universal form. The demigods are separated parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, as are all other living entities. The only difference between the demigods and ordinary living entity is that when the living entities are rich in pious acts of devotional service to the Lord, and when their desire to lord it over material energy has vanished, they are promoted to the posts of demigods, who are entrusted by the Lord with executing the management of universal affair. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamanyam Dadati Svaparandikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगन रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो henceforth, Maitreya is going to explain that how after manifesting the universal form, the Lord manifested the different demigods. And the purport Prabhupada says there is a only difference between the living entities and demigods is that the demigods, they have enough pious credits of rendering devotional service. Because of that, they have got the position of demigods. And one more thing that specifically that Prabhupada mentions is that their desire to lord over the material energy has vanished, then living entity, he becomes demigod. When you do pious activities, automatically you increase your piety, your credits of punya. And once you become punyavan, then it is said that you can move to higher planets. Then any living entity can become a demigod, provided if he has that sufficient qualification. So further in the next verse it is said, Tasya agnirasyam nirvibnam lokapala avishat padam vacha swamshena vaktavyam yayasau pratipadyate. Agni or heat separated from his mouth, and all the directors of material affairs entered it in their respective position. By that energy, the living entity expresses himself in words. Purport. The mouth of gigantic universal form of the Lord is the source of speaking power. The director of the fire element is the controlling deity or the Adidaiva. The speeches delivered are Adhyatma or bodily functions, and the subject matter of the speeches is material production or Adibhuta principle. The director of the fire element is the controlling deity or the Adidaiva. The speeches delivered are Adhyatma or bodily functions, and the subject matter of speeches is material production or the Adibhuta principle. Nirbhinnam talu varuno lokapalo avishadhare jimvayanshen charasam yayaso pratipadyate. When the palate of the gigantic form was separately manifested, Varuna, the director of air in the planetary systems, entered therein. And thus the living entity has the facility to test everything with his tongue. It is what is it written there? Air or water? Varuna. Water, na? See, there are so many mistakes in this edition. Here they have written air, the director of air. When it was published? '93. That was second edition. Nirbhinne ashvinau nase vishnora vishatam padam ghraninanshena gandasya pratipattir yato bhavet. When the Lord's two nostrils separately manifested themselves, the 12 Ashwini Kumaras entered them in their proper position, and because of this, the living entities can smell the aromas of everything. So now here we can understand what are the deities they are controlling our senses. Speech is controlled by Agni. Then test is controlled by Varuna. Now the smelling power is controlled by Ashwini Kumaras. Nirbhinne Akshini Tvashta Lokapalo Avishad Vibho Chakshushanshena Rupanam Pratipatyir Yato Bhavet. Thereafter the two eyes of a gigantic form of the Lord were separately manifested. The sun, the director of light, entered them with the partial representation of eyesight, and thus the living entities can have a vision of forms. So sun god is a predominating deity for seeing ability. Nirbhinnanasya cha charmani lokapalo anilo avishat praninanshena samsparsham inasau pratipadyate. When there was a manifestation of a skin separated from the gigantic form, Anila, the deity directing the wind, entered with the partial touch, and thus the living entity can realize tactile knowledge. So the Vayu Devata is the predominating deity for touch sensation.
Karnavasya vibhin vinirbhinnau dhishnyam swam vivishuddhirishaha shrotrinan shina shabdasya siddhim yena prapatyate.
When the ear of the gigantic form became manifested, all the controlling deities of the directions entered into them with the hearing principles, by which all the living entities hear and take advantage of a sound. Purport. The ear is the most important instrument in the body of the living entity. Sound is the most important medium from carrying the message of distant and unknown things. The perfection of all sound or a knowledge enters through the ear and makes one's life perfect. The entire Vedic system of knowledge is received by the oral reception only, and thus sound is the most important source of knowledge.
The perfection of all sound or knowledge enters through the ear and makes one's life perfect.
The entire Vedic system of knowledge is received by the oral reception only, and thus sound is the most important source of knowledge. So what we hear really matters us. So it is always better that we should hear about the glories of the Lord, so that our life can become auspicious.
Tvachamasya vinirbhinna vivrishudhir shniyam oshadihi anshena roma vikandum yarauso pratipadyate.
When there was a separate manifestation of a skin, the controlling deities of sensation and their different parts entered into it, and thus the living entities feel itching and happiness due to touch. For senses, or for a sense perception, there are two principal items, touch and itching, and both of them are controlled by the skin and hairs on the body. According to Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the controlling deity of touch is the air passing within the body, and the controlling deity of the hairs on the body is Aushadhya. For the skin, the object of perception is touch, and for hairs on the body is the object of perception is itching.
Metram tasya vinirbhinnam swadhishnyam ka upavishat rite shansina yena ena sava anandam pratipadyate.
When the genitals of the gigantic form separately became manifested, then Prajapati is the original living creature entered into them with his partial semen, and thus the living entities can enjoy sex pleasure.
Gudam pumso vibhi vinirbhinno mitro lokesha avishat payunanshena yenaso visargam pratipadyate.
The evacuating channel separately becomes manifested, and the director named Mitra entered into it with a partial organ of evacuation. Thus the living entities are able to pass stool and urine. So here, each and every bodily part's director, as the controller has explained, Prajapati, they control the sex pleasure. Mitra, he controls the evacuation. The air which passes through the body, that is controlling our touch sensation. Then hairs, their director is Aushadhya. He is giving a sensation of itching. So we think that it's my body and I am controlling it. But look at here. We have each and every director to control our body.
I'm interested in the eyes right now. I got this morning and this eye was in terrible pain. It was awful. And I tried washing it out, nothing's working. I thought, what's looking in my eye that is in this excruciating pain?
Needs rest. Take proper rest. Yeah, as you are growing young, so few things has to happen. Surya, sun god. Pray to sun god. That's what it is said, that sun, he controls the eyesight, vision. Hastavasya vinirvinna ravin bhinna avindraha swarpatishravishat vataryanshena purusho yaya vrittim prapadyate. Thereafter, when the hands of the gigantic forms separately became manifested, Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planets, entered into them, and thus living entity is able to transact business of his livelihood. So Indra is controlling deity of hands. Padavasya vibhirvinno lokesho vishnuravishat gatya swamshena purusho yaya prapyam prapadyate. Thereafter the legs of the gigantic form separately become manifested, and the demigod named Vishnu, not the personality of a godhead, entered with a partial movement. This helps the living entity move to his destination. So this legs, they are controlled by the demigod named Vishnu, not the supreme personality of a godhead Vishnu. So he is one demigod whose name is also Vishnu. Buddhim chasya vinirbhinna vagisho dhishnyamavishat bodhinanshina bodhavyam pratipattir yato bhavet. When the intelligence of the gigantic form separately became manifested, Brahma, the lord of Vedas, entered into it with the partial power of understanding. And thus, an object of understanding is experienced by the living entities. So if Brahmadev is pleased with you, you are bestowed with the proper intelligence, because he is controlling deity of buddhi or intelligence. Hridayam chasya vinirbhinnam chandrama dhishnyamavishat manashan sena yonasau vikriyam pratipadyate. After that, the heart of gigantic form separately manifested himself, and into it entered the moon demigod with the partial mental activities. Thus the living entity can conduct his mental speculation. So here mind, the controlling deity is moon. Atmanam chasya nirvinno abhimano vishatpadam karmanam shena yonasau kartavyam pratipapadyate. Thereafter, the materialistic ego of the gigantic form separately manifested itself, and into it entered Rudra, the controller of false ego, with his own partial activities, by which the living entity transacts his objective actions. The false ego of materialistic identity is controlled by the demigod Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Rudra is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, who controls the mode of ignorance within material nature. The activities of the false ego are based on the objective of the body and mind. Most persons conducted by the false ego are controlled by Lord Shiva. When one reaches the finer version of ignorance, he falsely thinks of himself as the Supreme Lord. That egoistic conviction of the conditioned soul is the last snare of the illusory energy which controls the entire material world. So Rudra is the controlling deity of a false ego. And Prabhupada said it's the last snare of Maya, that living entity. When this conviction of the conditioned soul, that is egoistic conviction of the conditioned soul, is the last snare of the Maya. Then further it is explained, Sattvam chasya vinirvinnam mahaan dhishnyam upavishat chittenanshinayenasau vijnanam pratipadyate. Thereafter this consciousness separately manifested itself. The total energy Mahatattva entered with his conscious part. Thus the living entity is able to conceive specific knowledge. Shishnorasya dhyaurdharaha padbhyam kham nabhirupapadyata gunayam vrittaye yeshu priyatante suradaya. Thereafter from the head of gigantic form the heavenly planet were manifested, and from legs the earthly planets, and from his abdomen the sky separately manifested themselves. Within them the demigods and other also were manifested in terms of the modes of material nature. So here again, the places where all these different personalities are staying or occupying, where they have manifested, that has explained in this particular verse. Atyantikena satvena divam deva prapedire dharam svasvabhavena pranayo chatanun. The demigods, qualified by the super excellent quality of the mode of goodness, are situated in the heavenly planets. Whereas the human being, because of their nature in the mode of passion, live on the earth in company with their subordinates. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 14th and 15th verse, it is said that those who are highly developed in the mode of goodness are promoted to the higher planets. Urvam gacchati sattvasto. Heavenly planetary systems. And those who are overpowered by the mode of passion are situated in the middle planetary systems, the earth and similar planets. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha. But those who are surcharged with the mode of ignorance are degraded to the lower planetary system or to the animal kingdom. Ado gacchanti tamasa. So ado means the lower planets or lower species of life. The demigods are highly developed in the mode of goodness, and thus they are situated in the heavenly planets. Below human beings are the animals, although some of them mingle with the human society. Cows, horses, dogs, etc. are habituated to living under the protection of a human beings. The word atyantikena is very significant in this verse. By development of the mode of goodness of material nature, one can become situated in the heavenly planets. But by excessive development of the modes of passion and ignorance, the human being indulges in killing the animals who are meant to be protected by mankind. Persons who indulge in unnecessary animal killing have excessively developed in the modes of passion and ignorance and have no hope of advancing to the mode of goodness. They are destined to be degraded to lower status of a life. Planetary system, lower planetary systems are calculated as upper lower. The planetary systems are calculated as the upper lower in terms of the classes of living entity who lives there. Tartiyena svabhavena bhagavanna bhimashritaha ubhayorantaram vyomat ye rudra parshadam gana. Living entities who are associates of Rudra develop in the third mode of a material nature of ignorance. They are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and heavenly planets. This middle portion of the sky is called Bhuvara Loka, as confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who develop in the mode of a passion are situated in the middle region. Those who are situated in the mode of a goodness are promoted to the regions of demigods. Those who are situated in the mode of a passion are placed in human society. And those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals and ghosts. There are no contradiction in this conclusion. Numerous living entities are distributed all over the universe in different planets and are so situated in terms of their own qualities in the modes of material nature. The living entities who are associates of Rudra develop in the third modes of a material nature of ignorance. They are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and heavenly planets. Okay. So we'll read tomorrow the next verse, because it's quite big. We can have a time to discuss on that. So here we have seen that how different bodily parts of the universal form has manifested with the controlling deities. And these controlling deities, they are controlling our bodily parts also. So when we say that I am the controller of none, because any demigod, if he is not, like I have one friend, he does not have sense of smell. Has a nice nose, but he can't, he does not have a knowledge of smell. What is the good smell, what is bad smell, he doesn't understand. You can find some people, they are blind for colors. For them all colors are same. They can't make difference between red, black, white. They are totally blind for that. How it happens? Because the controlling deities of that senses, they are not pleased with them. That's why in Ayurveda there is one treatment in that they say that you should use particular herbs, because these herbs are predominated by again that demigods, which is controlling your that particular sense. These herbs, they are also controlled by some predominating deities which are controlling your senses. By taking that, you are increasing that particular demigods or controlling deities' influence on your body. And that helps. So it works so nicely actually. Everything that Lord has created has its own function. And it is very precisely and meticulously designed. Nothing is extra, nothing is less. Purnamida, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Avashishate. Everything is complete in Lord's creation. Nothing is incomplete. That we have to understand.
That comes through loud and clear.
Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Three chapter six, text number 11.
Hare Ram.
Maitreya said, Atatasya vitaptasya kathithayat tata niraha niravityantya devanam
tani medadatam.
Atatasya vitaptasya kathithayat tananiha nirabhityanta devanam.
Everything is explained. That's the science of Godhead.
Vaitreya said, you may now hear from me how the Supreme Lord separated himself into the diverse forms of Srimad Bhagavatam of the demigod.